1 Kings chapter 5. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, because Hiram was friendly to David at all times. And Solomon sent word to Hiram and said, "You know how my father David could not build a house to the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars which surrounded him until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. And now the Lord my God has given me rest round about. There is no adversary, and there is no harmful conflict. And look, I intend to build a house to the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to David my father, when he said, 'It is your son, whom I will put on your throne in place of you, who will build the house to my name.' So now, command that they cut cedars from Lebanon for me, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will give you the wages of your servants according to whatever you specify. For you know that among us there is no man who knows how to cut trees like the Sidonians." And it came to pass, when Hiram heard Solomon's words, that he was very pleased, and he said, "Blessed be the Lord today, who has given David a wise son over this great people." And Hiram sent word to Solomon, and said, "I have heard what you sent me. I will carry out all your wishes concerning cedar trees and cypress trees. My servants will bring them down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will have them laid on rafts, to go by sea to the place you notify me of, and I will unload them there, and you will take them away, and you will carry out my wish by giving bread to my household." So Hiram gave Solomon cedar wood and cypress wood, as much as he wanted, and Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household, and 20 cores of beaten oil. This is what Solomon gave Hiram year by year. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he had said to him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a covenant. And King Solomon raised a workforce with a levy on all Israel, and the workforce consisted of 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 for a month, in shifts. For a month they were in Lebanon, and for 2 months at home. And Adoniram was in charge of the workforce. And Solomon had 70,000 burden-bearers and 80,000 hewers at the mountain, besides Solomon's appointed officials who were over the craftsmanship, 3,300 of them who had authority over the people who carried out the artisanry. And the king gave commandment, and they quarried large stones and costly stones so as to lay the foundation of the house with hewn stones. And Solomon's builders, and Hiram's builders, and the Giblites carved and prepared the wood and the stones to build the house.